So today, Pentecost Sunday, of course, brings a close to our Easter season and then ushers in the season of ordinary time again for these summer months starting tomorrow. So, but for today, all the readings of Pentecost Sunday, of course, remind us of the Holy Spirit's love and the Holy Spirit's power in our lives. And this power, of course, is manifested in many different ways, especially as the church tells us and as Scripture tells us through the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which are wisdom and understanding, counsel and strength, knowledge, holiness, and a healthy fear of the Lord. And these gifts are given to us by the Holy Spirit through the sacraments, especially the Eucharist, through prayer. And when we receive these gifts, we are also given the fruits of the Holy Spirit, or we'll see those fruits in our lives, which are charity, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, modesty, self-control, and chastity. Today, St. Luke tells us that the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles in the form of tongues of fire in our first reading. So why did God choose to represent the Holy Spirit to us in this way? Why that symbol that was so evident to the apostles as they were receiving their baptism in the Holy Spirit in that sense? You know, for most of us, fire can be a dangerous or a harmful thing or a very beautiful thing, depending on which way we encounter it. You know, obviously, if the fire stays in the fireplace or in the area of the campfire, then it's a good thing. Keeps the bugs away, keeps us warm, gives us that sense of comfort, gives us light, all those good things. But when the fire jumps outside of those boundaries, it can be rather destructive. And I remember growing up in the cities. I grew up in a suburb, Brooklyn Park, on the north side. And it was wonderful because since we were on the edge of the suburbs at that time, behind us was farmland, but also this area that wasn't developed. And so a lot of hunters used it. There was a lot of woods back there, open grass fields, wonderful areas for a kid to explore. And so it was always a lot of fun for me and my neighborhood friends. We would go over on an afternoon and explore that area. One day I remember waking up and my friends came over knocking at my door and they said, come outside and look, come outside and look. So I ran outside and from my deck you could see these black billowing clouds of smoke from the area that we used to build forts in and explore and hike in the woods and the fields over there. And so we looked, and at first we thought, oh, this is so cool. So we ran, we watched the fire trucks go in there and battle the wildfire. But then at the end, we're also sad because we looked on this area that we explored, and now it was destroyed. It was all blackened. It was no longer beautiful. You certainly couldn't hike in it because you'd come home smelling like smoke, and your mother would get on you. And so, you know, it was kind of off limits for that summer. And so it was a much more boring summer for us, I remember growing up. But in the fall, we were able to go back. And when we went back to the fields that we used to explore in the woods, we were absolutely amazed on how they had rejuvenated in just a couple months. How that fire had gone through and burned away, who knows how it started, but burned away all the old growth and the things that were keeping it down and had now created some room for those plants, those wildflowers and whatnot, to grow and to blossom. So there's all these new things to explore in that fall when we went back and we started to realize, well, this wasn't so much of a bad thing. This was actually a good thing. The areas that we love so much are new and fresh. And the fire of the Holy Spirit works on us, really, in the same way. It burns away that stagnant and sinful part of us so that our humanity can be open to using the gifts that grow in us to bear fruit more effectively in our lives. As I said earlier, we receive these gifts of the Holy Spirit through prayer and through the sacraments of the church. And this is something I'm always trying to teach and drill into our confirmation candidates each year for confirmation, because they struggle with that a little bit, and that's okay. I understand that. You know, no one perhaps has ever told them, you know, where they have received these gifts already in their lives. And so I simply point out to them that it was through baptism that the Holy Spirit descended upon us, removed that stain of original sin from our first parents, and put us in a right relationship, a healthy relationship now with the Father through Christ. Since we are a new creature now in the Spirit lives in us and makes us his temple. A beautiful thing. Through confirmation, the Spirit, of course, gives us an increase of his gifts, unites us more firmly to Christ, gives us the power to defend and bear witness to Christ and his church as we go out and live our vocations in the world. And through the Eucharist, of course, the Spirit transforms those simple gifts of bread and wine into the actual body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ, so that we can receive them and be transformed by this beautiful gift of God's love. And through reconciliation or confession, the Spirit brings our sins after baptism to light, gives us the grace to be sorry for them and to amend our lives, and also forgives and consoles us. We ever get sick, we have that beautiful sacrament of the anointing of the sick, which becomes last rites for those that are dying. But the Spirit gives us peace and courage in our sickness, or prepares us for death. It helps us to resist temptations of despair, gives us healing of spirit, and if God wills, also healing of the mind and the body. Through holy orders, the Spirit gives a man the power to act in Christ's name through the sacraments as a priest and a teacher and a pastor. And through marriage, the Spirit perfects the love of the spouses for each other, strengthens their unity, making the marriage bond sacred and holy. And so these are the foundational gifts, if you will. And we also, on top of those, receive personal gifts from the Holy Spirit that are unique to each and every one of us, that are strengthened in prayer each and every day, and through the Eucharist when we receive it. That prayer, that grace of the Holy Spirit strengthens us with those personal gifts, especially in faith, hope, and love. And so all of us in some way can give witness to the power and the effects of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And so we have a lot to be thankful for today. So it's important for us today to remember that just as we open up the windows in our houses to finally let that warm summer breeze blow through and refresh our homes, we should also remember in these weeks of ordinary time ahead to open ourselves up in prayer, to continue to let the Holy Spirit blow through our hearts and refresh our souls and our minds. And so today, as we gather around the altar of the Lord, let us give thanks for the gift of the Holy Spirit and ask God that we may always be attuned to the Spirit's inspirations in our lives.